Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, where we kind of connect up with Drew Brees shortly. Bob, Cleveland Guardians got some hits today and some runs. Say even the series in the wild card playoff game series against the Tigers, winning 6-1, and the Padres in San Diego now, man, 3-0 over the Cubbies. So they trying to even it up also, 1-1 to go to a final game three of the wild card series.
Yeah, this is the time I really watch baseball.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
you know, I don't watch during the regular season. You might. If I want to take a nap, usually if I want to take a nap, I want background noise. I'll put in a baseball game in the afternoon or a golf match. You know, and it's like good background noise, and then you kind of watch, then you doze off, and that's kind of a good nap television. But, Mike, looking at the game I watched last night and talking to, you know, my son-in-law, who's married to my second daughter, Cammie, he's a diehard Dodgers fan. Oh. They have a men's softball team, and they all father, so they call themselves the Dodgers. And they all go to the Dodger games and all that, and he was telling me, because, Bobby, I don't feel good about where we're at. No lead is safe. They got the right starting pitching, the hitting, but their relief pitching
is terrible.
Mike, just if they had won, like, let's just say conservatively, half of the games that they've blown, I think the number he was telling me was something like they would have won 108 games this year. But no, they had a lead. They go, oh, I'm watching the game. They're like 9-0, whatever. Before you know it, I'm looking, what? It's like 9-5, 10-5. You know, and you look at Otani, he leads off, hits a home run, hits two home runs in the game.
Two home runs last night.
So, now, you know what's interesting, too? And you think you'd want this maybe later in the playoffs, but from the get-go, you know who's had the Yankees' number in New York is the Red Sox this year. That has
and
to be eating,
Alex Bregman.
That has to be eating them up. That I want to say off the top of my head, Charlie would know this, or maybe Andrew might know. I think, I don't know why this is in my head, that I think they've played like 9 times and Boston has won 8 out of the 9 or some ridiculous. With the Yankees fans, you know, and in New York, with that debacle by the Mets. When here they were in June, right before the All-Star break, having the best record in Major League Baseball,
yep,
and just falling apart. So, no, I'm intrigued. And, you know, you always want to cheer like underdogs, because you look, the Dodgers' salary is what, over 3 times, I think a little more than 3 times as much as the Reds. So you truly, in Major League Baseball, you don't have that in the NFL. You have the haves and the have-nots. So I always kind of cheer for the underdogs you know, obviously the Major League Baseball, they'd want the big markets. You know, they would like Dodgers or the Cubs versus
Mets,
like
Yankees,
Red Sox, whatever. But you know what would drive them crazy? If like the Milwaukee Brewers played the Toronto Blue Jays.
It wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that at all. So,
Bob, we got Drew Brees on, so it's time now for our quarterback-to-quarterback segment. Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert. Bobby and Drew every Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Bobby and Drew will break down the last Saints game and preview the next matchup, which is against the Giants. Drew, welcome to Sports Talk here on WWL.
Yeah, guys, how you doing?
All right, Drew. Yeah, you know, I know you're a sports fan, and I'm not saying you liked baseball, my understanding, as much as football, but you did like baseball. And do you watch now, you know, Major League Baseball playoffs?
Yeah, this is the time of year where I really get into it. You know, I like watching the Dodgers, the Padres. I was a Rangers fan growing up. Followed the Astros, too. I was a big Nolan Ryan fan. He was one of my heroes growing up. So when he pitched for both the Astros and the Rangers. Loved King Griffey Jr. I tried to model my swing after him. I was a left-handed hitter. So I liked the Mariners there for a while. But, yeah, once playoff time rolls around, I usually root for the Padres.
Now, Drew, before I talk a little Saints and Bills and looking forward to the Giants, it's going to be announced tomorrow that there's agreement between the state and the Saints. And, you know, that's very promising going forward. But we might need you to go to Ms. Gale and lobby Roger Goodell because I think they passed the deadline for the 2031 to host the Super Bowl. So we might have to get those owners and get Roger Goodell, convince them that, hey, we need that 2031 Super Bowl because my understanding that when you're bidding, we couldn't bid for the next one till 2038. I was like, well, I'm going to be way too old for that. I want 2031, so you might have to help out Ms. Gale and the Saints organization to lobby Roger Goodell because I know the experience was unbelievable here for the Super Bowl. It was Chamber of Commerce weather. But just comment on that, how important that is to have that long-term agreement between the state and the Saints.
Look, it's so important. But I'm with you. I'm with you on the Super Bowl. I think everybody who left New Orleans last year agreed that it deserves to be in New Orleans every 4 years. I mean, the city does such an incredible job. It's obviously what we're so good at, you know, hosting big events and festivals and, you know, embracing everybody who comes to town and just showing them the best of times. So I love the way our city put it, their best foot forward and really, really it was a standout, you know, all the way around. So, yeah, you know, obviously you got a bunch of these new NFL stadiums that are going to be coming online over the next, you know, 5 to 7 years. I know Chicago is going to build a new one. The Commanders are going to build a new one. Denver is starting the process to build a new one. So, you know, there's quite a few. And, you know, typically you wouldn't say that those are Super Bowl host locations. And yet, you know, based on, I think, the way that the league wants to incentivize these new stadiums to pop up, you know, those locations will get stadiums because I know the one in Washington and Chicago are both going to be, you know, enclosed. So, But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt New Orleans deserves one every 4 years.
Now, Drew, let's talk about the Saints' performance against Buffalo. Were you encouraged to see them put up the fight against the Bills? Because everyone, you know, wanted to, if not the preseason favorite, to go to the Super Bowl, definitely in the conversation. But were you encouraged by that fight against the Bills, especially after that Seattle game?
No, I absolutely was. And, I mean, look, we took it to the fourth quarter, you know, against arguably one of the better teams and the favorites to win it all, you know, in the league. So, yeah, to me, that's very promising. I mean, you hate to sit here and say, hey, we're highly competitive. You know, there's no, you know, consolation prize because, hey, we're 0-4, right? But at the same time, we've had a chance to win the first two games, certainly. You know, things got away from us in Seattle. Last week, hey, we were right in the fight to the end. So I think you have to be encouraged about, you know, the team is progressing, like they're right on the cusp. Just have to find a way to win, you know, break the seal, get that better time than this week. I think there's a lot of hype, obviously, around the Giants and Jackson Dart now and that kind of thing. And but I think this kind of sets up perfectly for us. Yeah, I think we're going to have an excellent defensive plan against them. And then offensively, we got to handle these two pass rushers and try to make some plays.
Yeah, Drew, you bring it up, the response they had. You know, obviously, you don't want back-to-back eggs, lay an egg on the field like you did in Seattle. And that wasn't the case against Buffalo. But what do you think that says about Kellen Moore and the coaching staff? I mean, because, you know, you've been in some locker rooms where maybe no one responds in the right way, considering when you get embarrassed. So what do you think that says about Coach Moore and the staff?
Yeah, I think it says a lot. And they've got good leadership. You know, it really comes down to the leaders that you have in the locker room that are holding guys accountable and setting a standard for how you're going to practice, how you're going to prepare, and how you're going to respond through adversity. And look, they're facing some adversity right now, but it just takes one. You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just need one of those performances that it kind of get the monkey off your back, get that first win, break the seal, and then you feel like you can really start a streak.
You know, Drew, you're talking about every team has a strength. They're not strong in every areas, but, you know, even before training camp, the Giants' D-line, an impressive defensive line, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter. As a quarterback, when you know you're going against a group like that, what are some keys to making sure they don't wreck the game? You know, I'd say one thing, run at them. I was like, what, they 30'd against the run? You know, the Bills weren't good against the run. They're giving up like 153 yards a game. So when you say, well, we better not be rushing only 18, 20 times a game, just by that, to me, it tells me that they want to rush the pass. It might be maybe a little undisciplined stopping the run. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, look, there's always a strategy, right? And typically the teams that are great rushing the passer, yeah, you pound them. And you pound them early so that you wear them down, and it makes it to where – you know, those, when you do get to those pass rush downs, you know, you've beat them up a little bit before you get to that point. Also, you know, some of these guys are, hey, they're undersized, they're really quick. Well, you don't want to run away from those guys because they run plays down from the backside. You want to run right at them, right? So there's a strategy. I remember one time, too, we used to do all kinds of game planning and analysis based on, you know, we would study opponents like, I remember one time we played J.J. Watt, you know, the Houston Texans. And J.J. Watt, the first seven plays of every drive, he was so destructive if you allowed him to be. But then after play seven, because he played every single snap and was just 1,000 miles an hour, like we could wear him down a little bit. And so that was the time to take shots, right? So, like, you begin to study the tape and then just kind of study the data a little bit too. And you're like, okay, now we know how to put together a game plan to attack these guys.
You know, Drew, you had brought up earlier Jackson Dart. I thought this was interesting because it doesn't really happen. You know, when you start your first game, like, for instance, like Troy Aikman was 0-11. And then you had Warren Moon was 0-10. Derek Carr was 0-10. So you go on and on. But you look at Jackson Dart, became the first quarterback to win his first career start versus a team that was 3-0 or a better record. You got to go back to Mark Bulger in 2002. And no one saw, because the Chargers were playing so well, and no one saw that coming. And then Jackson Dart's a part of that to be able to pull off that upset against the Chargers, that being the Giants and Jackson Dart. So when the Saints defense, how should they make life difficult for him? Because, you know, whenever you win, that breeds confidence. What's your take on Jackson Dart and what the Saints' strategy?
Yeah, first off, it was a really impressive performance and just an impressive win for them. You know, 0-3, and here the Chargers come to town riding pretty high, and then they find a way to, you know, pretty much dominate that whole game, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, while Jackson Dart's, you know, maybe you say his passing statistics weren't all that impressive, you know, they just threw for 130 yards, didn't throw the ball that much. I think what he brought just in regards to kind of this fire and energy, like you could tell the whole sideline was electrified. The whole team was just kind of playing at another level. They really seemed to respond to him. I think that's a testament to him and the relationship that he's built with his teammates and, you know, kind of the swagger and the confidence that he plays with and just how that, you know, kind of blends over to everybody else. But, I think this game sets up well for us from the perspective that they're now the team that's riding high coming into our home, and we have the opportunity to do the same thing that they just did, right? I think that we're going to have an excellent game plan for him. I know defensively the type of leadership that we have on that side of the ball, like they're going to take this type of game personal, you know. Look, they lost Malik Nabers. Obviously, that's a huge loss for them, you know,
right.
Big-time playmaker. We'll see how that plays out as the season goes along. But, man, you know, that's a huge loss for them. And I think for us, just offensively, to your point, run the football, handle these pass rushers, you know, wear them down, make them realize they're in for a long day. They're not just going to get a free run at the quarterback. And you just got to find a way to make some plays in the passing game.
You know, Drew, now you look at Spencer Rattler, where he's at right now. What I've been impressed with, now, I think he's been better than college. I mean, when he's picking and choosing to run, he had a career-high 49 yards rushing last week. He actually had more yards average per carry and more total yards than Josh Allen. And then you look at, like, who you think running quarterbacks in the NFL, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. I'm not saying he's Lamar Jackson, but he's kind of a nifty runner. I would definitely put him in the top 10 out of 32 when you look at, like, running quarterbacks. But at times, and he's done this every game, it seems like he's been off on some throws in critical times. What did you work on, or what should he work on to sharpen that accuracy? Cause sometimes, I don't know, sometimes either you're born accurate or not. That was one thing that I think I was able to be, was an accurate quarterback at the time, even though, you know, if you threw for over 60%, it was good. Now it's like 70% what you have to throw for. But missing those throws, where there's a difference whether you're taking the lead or getting the momentum or not, but he's just been inaccurate at times, and it's been critical moments where all of a sudden, make a better throw, and that's a touchdown.
Yeah. To me, accuracy is trust and anticipation. Right? Do you trust the scheme, what you're seeing, trust the guy you're throwing to, and then that allows you to anticipate the throw. And then when you do that, in most cases, like, you're throwing the ball to the spot that you want to throw it to on time and on rhythm. Creating a rhythm for yourself as a QB is so important. That's why I think the relationship between QB and play caller is so important, because, look, there's plenty of times where, man, you got a little off rhythm, or you got a little off track, and you're trying to get back into rhythm very quickly. And so, having, you know, whether it's those set of plays, those set of pass plays, whatever it is that just kind of help you, man, find a completion, get back on track, and then develop, I guess, that confidence and momentum again that just allows you to go out and operate, right? I always felt like playing the quarterback position at a high level, man, you're really not thinking a lot. You're reacting. You're anticipating, and you're playing with a level of speed and anticipation that just makes you operate at a high level. And so I think that's really the key to all this. His ability to trust and anticipate the guys that he's throwing to, and then doing it on a consistent basis. And when he does get off track, you know, find those ways to very quickly get back on rhythm and reset.
Now, Drew, when you look at when you're trying to attack a defense, and you look at the secondary in particular, like, you know, cornerbacks or safeties, I'm looking at Jonas Sanker. He looks like he belongs. Had an incredible interception, showing his ball skills. Now, how rare is that type of range you look in the NFL? And then were there any safeties maybe you play with or against that you knew you had to be extra careful about? Like, I remember one time I thought I had a touchdown pass. I go, how in the hell Deion intercepted that? I mean, I thought I had a touchdown. He comes away with the pick. You know, kind of like Ed Reed. You remember Ed Reed with the Ravens? Is that by chance or luck he got all those picks?
Yeah. Ed Reed was probably the best. The most dangerous, you know? Like, he was so smart that, you know, I remember one of my favorite plays of all time was called Sluggo Seam. It was something that the Raiders came up with John Gruden back in the day with Rich Gannon and Tim Brown and Jerry Rice. And it was where you would pump the slant and go into the boundary. You would get the safety to react to that. And then you would throw a seam route on to the field on the backside.
Right.
And they made it famous, right? Like, we stole that play. We nicknamed it Raider after the Raiders running it. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and we're getting ready to play Ed Reed, and I watch the team run Sluggo seam. And the minute the quarterback pumped the ball into the boundary, Ed Reed didn't run to the boundary. He ran to the field. He ran opposite of the pump fake. And
oh,
sure
wow.
enough, the QB just mindlessly comes up and rips the ball into the seam, and Ed Reed just catches it like he was throwing it to him. And I'm like, that is a smart football player, right? Like, he sat there and he's seen this concept enough now that he knows QB pumps into the boundary, he's throwing a seam to the field, he just reacts accordingly, right? So Ed was one of these guys that it was almost like everything was counterintuitive. It was like what you would do with a normal safety, you had to do something different than Ed Reed because he knows those tricks, right?
Yep.
But he was definitely the scariest. It was literally like you have to put your eyes on him at all times to know exactly where he is. You can't just anticipate that he's going to be where you want him to be.
Guys, thanks so much. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always a great segment with the Cajun Cannon. Appreciate you coming on with us this afternoon.
All right, Drew. Let's get a win. Come on.
Let's go, man. I'm going to be in the building. Let's go.
Oh, hey, that's right. We need to give Rattlo a win. Come on. You got to get that monkey off his back.
Thank you.
I hear you, man.
All right, Drew. Thank you, Drew. Don't miss quarterback to quarterback, the ultimate Saints conversation with legendary quarterbacks Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert every Wednesday at 4:30 only on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.